Thank you for calling customer support. This is Brandy speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling actually, I guess to have my name removed from you guys' system because I'm like constantly getting charged for something that I didn't order.
Okay, and what would be that zip code?
48225.
And what would be that first and last name?
Reese, Reese.
Okay, and the first name?
Lorenzo.
Okay, Mr. Reese, would you verify the address we have on file?
18905 Washington Street, Harper Woods, 48225, Harper Woods, Michigan.
Okay, let's see what's going on. So I do see you had the smartwatch and mini pods, or
No.
just mini pods, the ear pods.
No, ma'am. I didn't order any of that stuff or no, ma'am.
Okay, and nobody who could have used your card, your address, and your email, and your phone number could have ordered it.
Wait, okay, mini pods.
Yes, the mini pod.
Now, okay, right. Now, they said that those were like a free gift. And I just
So,
had to pay, I had to pay like $5, five for the shipping and handling.
And what that was a 14-day trial to where you had 14 days to cancel. And if you did not cancel within the 14 days from ordering the product, then you were then billed for the actual price of the product. Whereas you did pay the shipping and handling, which was $5.95, and that went towards USPS for bringing that product to you. But by the account not being canceled within the 14 days after that, then you were then billed. Well, they had tried to bill you the
Oh,
$59.95.
now see that I was totally unaware of the 14-day trial. I read nothing about a trial because I don't, you know what I'm saying? You know, people use little sleek ways to get you reeled in, but I was under the impression that I just had to pay the shipping and handling. I didn't see the, you know, I didn't, I guess I didn't pay attention to the 14-day trial.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's understandable. It would have you would have had to read the terms and conditions to see.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. But let's see. Hold on.
I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with, I mean, is there a way I could send them back or something or?
Well, no, you wouldn't have to send them back, because you are using the product, right? You are using your AirPods.
I only used them one time. And literally, I didn't, because I didn't have them fully charged because I turned them right on. And I didn't even use them for like not even no more than 10 minutes because you know they shut down on me because I hadn't even recharged the batteries yet.
Okay, well, what can I, what I, I'm sorry, what I can do, because you have not been charged yet since your bank declined, I can give you until the, well, not the 11th. I can give you until June the 26th to just call me back to tell me if you would still like to cancel, and that's free of charge because you have not been charged yet.
Okay.
Just to
So
continue to try
the
out those,
26th?
yes, call me back before June 26th.
Okay.
And then just to tell me, yeah, I still would like to cancel this account, still not working for me, then I just go and get this account canceled. And that just gives you more time to use your AirPods to see if you do like them.
Right. Okay. Now, is there an extension I can reach you directly back at?
Not me, unfortunately. I ain't got those credits
Okay.
yet.
Okay, and you know what? Now, what part of the South are you from? Because I hear it all in your voice.
Alabama.
Okay, that's what I
Alabama.
thought. All right.
Well, let me
Okay.
get this account notated for you, and then I'm going to let you go. Hold on. right, Ms. Therese. I have got this account notated. So just call me back before June 26th and you won't be charged, okay?
Okay, I sure will. And thanks a lot.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a nice day.
You do the same.
Bye-bye.